All right, welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton, where a bit of good news, the rain has let up. We are going to kick off tonight's game under overcast skies. Appleton East gets the ball first. Evergreens will have the wind at their back for the second and fourth quarter. Ball's on the tee. Let's light this candle and see if it stays lit tonight. Bouncing kick goes back to the 10-yard line. Taken, met there in the hole. Didn't get back to the 20-yard line. Dave Michael on the return, and he stopped at the 18, where Appleton East will start first and 10. We'll introduce you to their quarterback. Jake Gusticia is a senior. He's 6'3", 175 pounds. Appleton East will rotate in and out their running backs. Both teams come in 3-3. It's an intriguing night of football because both teams need a win here. Appleton East will need one more victory over their last three games to get into the playoffs. The Evergreens need to win two out of their last three, and both need this game to factor into their plans. To three receiver set, first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Going to pass. Everest blitzes, throwing into one-on-one coverage, and it's intercepted. DC Everest opens up the ball game. First play from scrimmage with a pickoff. Avery Allard got in front of that pass, and it kind of hung up in the wind there, and the Evergreens are going to start the first possession of their game tonight at the 42-yard line in Appleton East territory. And Nick Sierakowski leads the Everest offense out to the field. Evergreens road uniforms. White tops, yellow pants, trimmed in green. Appleton East Patriots in their red uniforms, trimmed in red and white. First and 10, Nick Sierakowski, 42-yard line, handoff, Wyatt Brown. Brown met at the line of scrimmage, stacked up and falls forward for maybe a yard or two. Not much there. The middle was very well stuffed up. No gain, or maybe a half a yard. Evergreens football brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Sierakowski will work from the shotgun, second and 9. Gets the snap, loses the football, picks it up, able to recover, and the Evergreens will have a loss here, but they will keep possession. Even though it's not raining, field conditions are not ideal. We'll be dealing with wet ball situations throughout much of the night. Sierakowski did get back on top of that. It's a loss of 7. And it's going to be a 3rd and 16 coming up as the ball goes back to the 48-yard line. Evergreen starting in Appleton East territory thanks to an Avery Allard interception. And they've gone backwards since then. Third down and long. Sierakowski under center. Sends receivers out to either side. That's Mitchell Bowles, the near side receiver. Three-step drop. He'll look to pass. Throws out to one-on-one coverage, and that is knocked away, incomplete. Defensive coverage there from Parker Groves. Looking out on the far sideline, was trying for Kyle Zableski. And the Evergreens are going to send the punt team on. So the Evergreens unable to take advantage of a turnover here early in this first quarter, and they're going to punt it away to Appleton East. So both teams unable to do anything with their first time with the ball. Kicking away is Zach Hoffman. Hoffman with a good booming kick, bounces at the 15. They'll have to get away from it. Takes an Evergreens roll, and it'll be down at the 14-yard line where Appleton East will start first and 10 there. 10:16 to play, first quarter. No score between Appleton East and DC Everest here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you could be with us tonight. Evergreens football sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston. They're more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Appleton East turned this ball over on their first play from scrimmage. See if they're more opportunistic here. Jake Gusticia, quarterback. He's met in the backfield. That ball is loose inside the 10-yard line. Still loose down near the goal line. Who's on top of it? It's loose in the end zone. If the Evergreens recover, it's a touchdown. If Appleton covers it, it's going to be a safety. And the teams are going to sort this out. And it's a touchdown, DC Everest. Let's see who's underneath that ball to recover it. Appleton has touched the ball twice and has turned it over both times. A couple of Appleton players had a chance to get on top of that, but the ball is wet. It rolled back into the end zone, and the Evergreens have a touchdown on a fumble that went all the way back beyond the goal line. Evergreen 6, Appleton nothing. Think down near the bottom of that pile for DC Everest. Let's see who is down there. Hard to tell from that far away. Evergreens are going to shift into their point after touchdown. And out to try the extra point is Kyle Kurtenbach. Here's the snap. Ball is down, and the extra point is clean and through the uprights. Evergreens take a 7-0 lead. Appleton East, two plays from scrimmage, two turnovers, and the Evergreens capitalize on one of them. 10:03 to play first quarter. We'll take a break. D.C. Everest 7, Appleton East nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Pickett Field. I believe it was Austin Wodzinski who was underneath that big pile in the end zone recovering the Evergreens fumble. There were many Evergreens and some Patriots, too, that had to be pulled off that pile before we determined whether it was a safety or a touchdown. Indeed, recovered by the Evergreens in the end zone for the 7-0 lead that they now enjoy. Appleton East will get the ball back after a kickoff here. And the Patriots will try and run their first clean play from scrimmage, seeing if they can keep possession. Here's the kickoff. Low line drive kick, skirting along on this wet field. It's picked up, forming the wedge along the near sideline. Gets a quick block, spinning out of bounds. Nope, reversing field. Still in play. Taking the ball here is Dominic Castillo, and Castillo is finally brought down at the 29-yard line. And we do have a whistle and a flag down here. Let's get an indication. Maybe some kind of block in the back. Castillo, the kickoff returner, was very slow and deliberate. He waited for that wedge and his blocking to form in front of him, and the indication is going to back Appleton East up. It's an illegal block in the back. So instead of starting at the 29-yard line, we're going to walk them back, and they'll be inside the 15-yard line. They'll spot the ball at the 19-yard line where it's first and 10 there. Appleton East comes out with two backs and two receivers to either side. Jake Costicia, the quarterback, will operate under center here. Hands off to his fullback up the middle. There is positive yardage for Appleton East. They did hold on to the football, and it's a gain of 5 yards. Nathan Gosha carried, and Austin Wodzinski makes the tackle. 9.5 minutes to play first quarter, 7-0. It's a gain of 6. Second and 4 coming up. Again, Appleton East will rotate in and out their running backs. They don't have a featured back in this offense. The senior quarterback, Jake Costicia, is a good offensive threat. Handoff trying the near sideline, did not get the first down. That was Gabe Heindel carrying. Heindel's forward for 1 or 2 yards. It's going to be third down. And still needs one more yard to go. He's got to get the ball across the 25-yard line to keep this drive going. So here it comes, third and 1. Chance for the Evergreens defense to get off the field if they can stop the Patriots here. It's a handoff, met in the backfield, did not make it. Evergreens defense pushes him back. Cole Krause was carrying and was met right up the middle and didn't get anything. Barely got back to the line of scrimmage. It is fourth and 1, but backed up in their own end, Appleton East sends out the punt unit. Kyle Hoover is going to kick it away. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. There's the snap back to Hoover. He punts it away, angles it towards the sideline, calling for a fair catch. Ball is muffed, quickly recovered by D.C. Everest. Kyle Zableski had to run in and try and make a play on that ball. Didn't quite go out of bounds. Muffed the punt, but got right on top of it. And the Evergreens lucky to keep possession here. They'll start first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. So good field position. And the Evergreens rush the offense right out onto the field, led by Nick Sirikowski. Evergreens went 3-and-out their first offensive series. They lead 7-0 because of a recovered fumble in the end zone. Sirikowski's under center, first and 10. Handoff here to Wyatt Brown. Both hands around the football. He's across midfield to the 49-yard line, and a flag is thrown into that pile where Wyatt Brown was taken down after a gain of 3. Let's see if it stands up. Could be some kind of face mask or a horse collar here. Not sure if we're going to have a hold. We're waiting for the indication. It's a personal foul face mask. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's how they got Wyatt Brown down, by grabbing the headgear. So Wyatt Brown's 3-yard run will stand. and will march off 15 yards against Appleton East. Not much has gone the Patriots' way so far in this game. The penalty moves the ball to the 34-yard line. It's the Evergreens' first down of the game, and it comes because of that personal foul. Evergreens trying to be up-tempo here, break the huddle quickly. Nick Sarakowski up to the line of scrimmage. He's under center with a single receiver. It's a pitch back to Wyatt Brown. He tries the far side. Can he get the corner? Yes, he does. Gets inside the 30 and out of bounds at the 27-yard line. It's a gain of 6 or 7 for Wyatt Brown. Everest Football on Fox Sports, brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Stop in at Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes during their fall boot sale. Don't forget, your headquarters for warm and dry is Baseman Shoe of Wausau. Wyatt Brown gets 6. The ball stands at the 29-yard line. Second down here. So the Evergreens were productive on first down, and now more of their playbook opens here. Nick Sarakowski again is under center. Single wing, handoff, first man through. Didn't get the first down there. It's a gain of 1 or 2 yards for Mason Hagenbusher. Yep, Hagenbusher gets 2, making it 3rd and 2. 6:50 to play in the first quarter. Evergreen 7, Appleton East nothing. Appleton's first possession, their quarterback threw an interception. On their very next touch, they fumbled the ball back into the end zone, recovered by the Evergreens. Here's a 3rd and 2 coming up. See if the Evergreens can keep this drive alive. They are going to hand off Wyatt Brown through the middle. First down yardage. He needed 2 and he got 3. Wyatt Brown, I'm sure he remembers better than most what happened last year when we played here. Down near this end zone, he fumbled on the 1 yard line. It set up a 99 yard drive for the Patriots that turned out to be the game winner. You can be sure Wyatt Brown will be holding on to the football tonight. First man through, Mason Hagenbusher busts into the secondary. He's got almost 10 yards on this first down carry. In fact, he's brought down right at the sticks. That's just power football. And Mason Hagenbusher is a little slow to get up. Gets an arm and assist from his teammates. And Mason Hagenbusher did get 9 yards there. Moves the ball down to the 15-yard line, where it is 2nd and 1. Will the Evergreens take a crack at the end zone here? Sarakowski is again under center. Kyle Zableski is the single receiver on the far sideline. Nope, power football. Keep it on the ground here. Mason Hagenbusher turns the corner, gets enough for the first down, and moves the ball down to the 12-yard line. Move the chains. Evergreens have not asked Nick Sarakowski to attempt a pass here. And the Evergreens are just outside the 10-yard line. The ball is spotted at the 11-yard line. They can pick up a first down without scoring as we go under 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Nick Sarakowski leads his team to the line, backs in the I formation. Sarakowski fakes the pass, handoff up the middle to Wyatt Brown. Appleton East is indicating that the ball may have come loose here. The referees are going to look at that. There's a penalty marker down, too. They're going to say that Wyatt Brown was down. Nope, they're going to say he fumbled. And Appleton East is going to get the ball at the 10-yard line. That ball came loose in the pile. We're going to see a lot of that tonight, just the field and ball conditions. It's wet out there. There was also a penalty on the play, a hold against D.C. Evers, which will be declined, and Appleton East gets the football as the Evergreens drive into the red zone and turn the ball over. Appleton East 1st and 10 after the Wyatt Brown fumble. They take over with 90 yards of real estate in front of them and a 7-0 deficit. Gustisha, the quarterback, is under center, keeps the ball, now pitches out. There's a little bit of yardage down the far sidelines till the running back goes out of bounds. There's going to be a late hit there. Alec Riedel carried the ball, and it looked like he clearly was hit out of bounds. They're going to get 15 more yards on this. Actually, the officials are talking this over. The flag has got to be a late hit out of bounds. It's a gain of 5 yards on the play. And that is the indication. Personal foul, D.C. Everest. That's frustrating. You fumble the ball at the 10-yard line. If that's not frustrating enough, instead of pinning the opponents back there, we're going to walk off 15 yards and give Appleton East their first down of the night. Everest Football, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. After the penalty, the ball moves to the 29-yard line. First down. It's a foolish penalty. Jake Gusticia, the quarterback, is from the I formation. Hands off to his first man through. Nope, it's a fake and a pitch to the outside. Evergreen sniffed this out pretty well. This play goes forward for 3 or 4 yards. Gabe Heindel carried. Kyle Kurtenbach is there on the stop. It is a gain of 4, and it's going to be 2nd and 6. 4:40 to play first quarter. The Evergreens with this 7-0 lead, and it was a gift. An Appleton East fumble that rolled all the way back to the end zone that the Evergreens defense was able to get on top of for 7 points. So neither team has put together a sustained scoring drive so far. 2nd and 6 here. We've got a whistle, and there was movement on the Appleton East offensive line. This is a false start. It'll cost the Patriots 5 yards. Appleton East has 3 wins, but that is deceiving. The 3 teams they've beaten have a combined record of 1 win, 17 losses. You could say the same about DC Everest, too. They also have 3 wins. Those 3 teams they've defeated have a combined record of 2 and 16. So these teams may very well be evenly matched. After the penalty, it's 2nd and 11. Single back in the backfield. Quarterback fakes the handoff. It's a dive right up the middle for the Appleton East fullback. Found a little bit of daylight there running between the tackles and gets a gain of, oh, maybe 2 or 3 yards. Third down and long is going to come up here. Nathan Emmerich carries there. We'll mark it as 3rd and 8 from the 32-yard line. They'll have to get the ball across the 40 to keep the drive going. Maybe a passing situation here, as this is 3rd and long. 4 receiver set. 3 of those receivers lined up to the near side. Gusticia, the quarterback, 3-step drop. Evergreens look to blitz. Slant passage just off the hands of the receiver. Incomplete. He was looking for Ryan Miller. Miller had inside position, but was unable to hold on to the ball. If Miller caught that, he would have been out near midfield and may have had a chance to outrun the Evergreens secondary. It's a near miss for the Patriots. 4th down, punting unit comes on. Kyle Hoover to kick. Kyle Zableski awaits the return. Zableski muffed the first punt. Here's a bad snap, almost over the punter's head. He hauls it down and gets this kick off. Popped up into the air. Fair catch called for at the 35-yard line. Evergreens will start there. 35-yard punt, no return. Kyle Zableski is sure-handed there, and the Evergreens will start. 1st and 10 at the 35. Evergreens football, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Last time they had the ball, the Evergreens marched down to the 10-yard line and then fumbled and turned it over, trying to build on the 7-0 lead. Here's a pass on 1st down. Mitchell Bowles with a reception in the flat, turns it upfield. He caught it 5 yards forward and moves it out about another 5 yards. Very close to the 1st down. I think they've got him just short. It's a gain of 9 on the first pass completion of the evening for Nick Sierakowski. That was a pretty good throw, too. Yep, spot him 1 yard short, 2nd and 1. Just under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Evergreen 7, Appleton East nothing. Sierakowski under center, looks to throw again, this time out to the flat. Soft coverage there, complete to Kyle Zableski. Turns upfield, across the 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line. Gain of 11. Again, short, effective passing, and then allowing the receivers to use their legs. And the Evergreens pick up the 1st down. Evergreens quick from the huddle. Evergreens football brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Max from the I formation here as the Evergreens have moved it into Appleton East territory. Quick pass here out to the sidelines. That was partially tipped. Was looking again for Kyle Zableski in the flat, and somebody got a hand up on that. Looked like they changed the trajectory of the ball there. Incomplete. So Nick Sierakowski is 2 for 3 passing. Parker Groves gets credit for the tipped pass. 2nd and 10. Two receivers, Mitchell Bowles down on the near side. Sarakowski is under center. A little bit of a jump, no flag. Hand off Wyatt Brown. Met in the backfield, down he goes. Loss of a yard or two. And the Evergreens are going to be up-tempo here, huddling up quickly on third down. It's a loss of two. Here comes third and 12. The Evergreens need to move the ball down to the 31-yard line to sustain this drive. Evergreens quickly up to the huddle. They are up-tempo here, under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Sarakowski is under center, backs in the I formation, fakes the pass, now steps back, lofts it downfield. There's a penalty marker down. Mitchell Bowles almost came back for it to make the catch. Falls incomplete, but there's a penalty marker down in the Appleton East secondary, which means this may be some kind of hold or pass interference here. So it looks like Bowles may have gotten tied up with one of the defensive backs. Let's get the indication.
You guys need the camera?
And it is defensive holding in the Appleton East secondary. That will be a 5-yard penalty. It is not enough for a first down, but we will replay third down. It's going to make the third down distance more manageable here. Well, let's see. Yeah, they're going to mark this off a 10-yard penalty. It's going to be third and about a yard to go. With the ball down at the 32-yard line. There was contact between Bowles and the defensive back. Third and one. See if that penalty helps the Evergreens keep this drive going. Short yardage situation. Handoff, first man through, and that's a first down. Mason Hagenbusher carrying. Hagenbusher getting more touches than he would normally get in a game here, but that was a quick hitter right up the middle. And Mason Hagenbusher is forward for 7 yards and a first down. Down to the 24-yard line. So the Evergreens are driving again. They came away empty last time they were down in this part of the field. First down, handoff Wyatt Brown. Brown with both hands around the ball, tries to turn the corner. He's got only a couple of yards there. More running east to west. He didn't get all that much when he turned it upfield. Wyatt Brown's got a gain of 3 yards for second and 7. With 1:23 to play, first quarter. So the Evergreens are just outside the red zone at the 21-yard line. The Evergreens have momentum like they have. You'd like to see them with more than just the 7 points they have so far. Nick Sarakowski with a second and 7 play to Wyatt Brown again. Tries to run between the tackles. He's roped down for a gain of 1 yard. Wasn't much there. Evergreen's offensive line didn't open up much for Wyatt Brown. And a third and 6 is coming up. Under a minute in the quarter.
No gain on the play.
And the Evergreens are being a little more deliberate here. They're taking their time and huddling up. They will have to snap the ball, though, before this quarter comes to an end. Third and 6, with the nose of the football right at the 20-yard line, as the Evergreens have spent much of this first quarter in Appleton East territory. Sarakowski works shotgun here. Two receivers far side. It's a design rollout. Sarakowski may keep it himself. Now throws along the flat. That is complete, but short of the first down. Nick Sarakowski looked like he was going to keep it. And, yeah, Kyle Zableski made the catch, but he didn't get to the sticks. In fact, didn't get anywhere near it. It's going to be fourth down, right back at the line of scrimmage. Evergreens will go for it on fourth and 6 with 18 seconds to play. Actually, you know what? The officials, they waved that off. They said that pass was incomplete. So the clock stops after the incomplete pass. It was down at the feet of Zableski, and he was unable to wrap it in. Evergreens going here, fourth and 6. Sarakowski under center. Five-step drop. Looks over the middle, and it's intercepted. He had Wyatt Brown, and one of the linebackers picked it off. It's the second turnover of the game. Sarakowski saw Wyatt Brown on the post pattern and was looking for him. Didn't get it over the head of the linebacker. And again, the Evergreens march into the red zone and get turned away by the Patriots. And the turnover is even at 2 apiece, with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. So on the one hand, the Evergreens have to feel good about this 7-0 lead. On the other hand, they've had momentum, haven't been up by as much as they'd like to be, and have turned the ball over twice in the red zone. First and 10, Appleton East. Quarterback on a pitch out to the near sideline. There's some real estate there. Turning up field is Gabe Heindel. And Heindel's got 10, 15 yards. First down carry. Went out of bounds with 2 seconds left in the quarter. Moves the ball out to the 29-yard line. That's the longest play from scrimmage for the Patriots so far. And now we do come down to the final play of the first quarter with 2 ticks remaining. And because of these turnovers, the Evergreens defense has been on the field a pretty good chunk of this first quarter. We've got a whistle, and again, the Appleton East offensive line moved. It'll cost them 5 yards. Evergreens Football, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Visit them online at bonejoint.net. So now it will be first and 15 with 1 tick left on this first quarter clock. And Jake Gustisha, the quarterback, brings his team up to the line. He's got one receiver out wide. Gustisha looked like he wanted to hand off. Little confusion on the exchange. And the ball is forward for a gain of 1 or 2 yards as the first quarter comes to an end. Walsall East 7, thanks to a fumble recovered in the Appleton East end zone. Appleton East nothing. Back after a 1 minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton, where the field is wet and the wind is blowing 15 to 20 miles per hour. The Evergreens will have the wind at their back for the second quarter, but Appleton East has the ball, looking at a second and 14 to start this second quarter. This field took a lot of rain earlier today, but it's just overcast now. It's kind of a raw night. Here's a second down play. Fake the handoff to the fullback. It's a pitchback. There is some room along the near sideline for the running back. He is forward for a gain of about 5 or 6 yards before Jacob Traska makes the stop. Alec Riddell carrying the ball. Gets back the penalty yardage and a little more to make this a 3rd and 7 coming up here. The Evergreens defense needs a stop here to get the ball back to their offense. Appleton East turned the ball over, an interception on their first play from scrimmage, and on their very next touch after the Evergreens went 3 and out, a fumble, which cost them that touchdown. The Evergreens, though, have turned the ball over twice themselves since then. Third down pass, looking over the middle, bobbled and caught for a big gain across the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. Alec Riddell on a slant pattern out of the backfield, and it's a big gain. He's got 34 yards there into D.C. Everest territory. He juggled that ball, was able to keep it in front of them, and finally was able to secure it in while running downfield. Big gain on third down. And the Appleton East Patriots are in business. Their deepest penetration of the game. And suddenly, the Evergreens' one-touchdown lead looks shaky here. They're up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Gustisha fakes the handoff. There's some room along the far sideline. Does he get the corner? Still on his feet. Yep, forward for 8 or 9 yards. Gabe Heindel inside the 20-yard line as Appleton East gets into the red zone. Everest Football brought to you by Tulusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. It is a gain of 8, second down. Ball is now at the 19-yard line. This is Appleton East's best drive of the game, kept alive on that big third down and long completion. Gustisha, the quarterback, has a 3-receiver set, 2 to the near side, handoff right up the middle, stacked up, and I don't think there's first down there. Maybe close to the first down, but if he did, he got it just by a little bit. We'll wait for the officials to spot the ball. Alec Riddell carrying, looking over at the far sideline. He's going to be short, I think. The officials ask for a timeout for a measurement. And I think when we stretch the chains out, we're going to find that a 3rd and short awaits the Patriots. D.C. Everest Football is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. This is the first one of these measurement situations that I've gotten wrong all year. By about the half a football, it's a 1st down for Appleton East. So they've now strung three first downs together on this drive, and it's first and 10 at the 17-yard line. Castilla, the quarterback, is under center. Hands off to his fullback. Nobody keeps it. Pitch out. Do they get the corner? Gets very close to the corner and gets a gain of 6 or 7 yards there. Gabe Heindel. The Evergreens are biting and are selling out on the dive up the middle on the fake to the fullback. And it's allowed on a couple of these pitch outs to allow the running back to get the corner. That's a gain of 6. And the ball goes to the 10-yard line. It's the Evergreens defense trying to make this 7-0 lead stand up. 9.5 minutes to play first half. Castilla up to the line of scrimmage. Handoff here. Yes, it is a handoff. Diving forward, getting close to the goal line. He's got first down yardage, I think. Gabe Heindel carrying again. And he is very close to the first down. He's going to be short. And they're going to spot the ball at the 5-yard line. Nope, they're going to give him a generous spot, and it is a first down. First and goal at the 5-yard line. The Evergreens defense has not looked particularly good in this series. Quarterback Heindel, handoff up the middle. Stop, that one's not going anywhere. Cole Krause carried the ball and was met. Krause's a sophomore, giving him a chance to get a touchdown near the goal line. He was stacked up in the line of scrimmage. They're saying that that ball came loose, and it's recovered by D.C. Everest. Well, the ball was in the hands of a sophomore near the goal line, and it's been turned over to the Evergreens. I did not see that ball come loose. But the Evergreens defense said that as that play was stacked up, they were able to strip the ball out, and the officials agree. So both teams have turned the ball over, have fumbled in the red zone when it looked like they were going in for scores. And Appleton East gets all the way down to the 5-yard line and gets nothing to show for it. Evergreens take over, first and 10. Nick Sierakowski has the ball going forward, and there's only a short gain there, maybe just a couple of yards. So the Evergreens do have to try and get the ball out of there. In fact, they're going to mark that for just 1 yard. Andrew Miller carried, fullback. Yeah, half a yard, if anything. So the Appleton East defense senses that they need to stiffen here, get the ball back for their offense. Here comes second and 9 with the ball just over the 5-yard line. Sierakowski is under center. He's got receivers out to either side. Wyatt Brown's the single back, and it's handoff to Wyatt Brown. Brown goes forward. Thought that ball almost came loose. Nope, Wyatt Brown's got both hands around it. It's a gain of 4. It's going to be third down and 5 with the ball just over the 10-yard line. Evergreens football brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens will huddle up here and be deliberate as we go under 8 minutes to play in the first half. Evergreens 7, Appleton East nothing as we play in these wet field conditions. Windy 2, 15 to 20 mile per hour gusts. Evergreens have the wind in this corner. Nick Sierakowski pitches back, trying to get the first down yardage to Wyatt Brown. Stopped him. I think he's short. Sierakowski looked like he was going to keep it, then pitched back to Wyatt Brown, and it's only a gain of 2 yards. Evergreens needed 2 or 3 more. Yeah, give Wyatt Brown 3. Fourth and 2 coming up. And with the ball only at the 17-yard line, the Evergreens have to punt away. And Appleton East figures to get good field position. Zach Hoffman's kick will come back from his own goal line. Ryan Miller awaits the punt here. Here's the snap. It's a good snap right into the breadbasket, and it's kicked away. This is a pretty good kick. Driving back, gets over the return man's head, bounces at the 50, 40, still rolling across the 30, and down at the 23-yard line. The wind took that. The punt was going into the wind, and it went right over. Dominic Castillo was one of the return man's heads, and it turns out to be a big punt for the Evergreens. It's going to be a 48-yard punt. Over the return man's head in a roll. So what was going to be good field position now turns into so-so field position for Appleton East. Appleton East has sort of had the momentum, though, after that long drive. They got all the way down to the 5-yard line before fumbling last time. Here comes Jake Castilla, the quarterback. It's a handoff, draw play up the middle, breaking into the secondary and getting some big yardage there. is Gabe Heindel. A couple of broken tackles there. Heindel's got 16 yards and a first down. Brady Burrell on the stop. The ball goes out to the 43-yard line. So far, Appleton East has had more of the big plays in this game. Again, they still trail, though, 7-0. First and 10 here, 43-yard line. I formation, receivers out to either side. Looked like there was more movement. We've got a whistle here. Maybe one of the evergreens that jumped into the neutral zone. This one's going to go against DC Everest. Make sure all the officials agree. And someone on the Evergreen's defensive line jumped off sides. And that will make first and 10 a first and 5 as the ball moves to the 48-yard line. Tonight's Evergreen's Patriots game brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. So here comes first and 5. Fake the handoff. It's a dive up the middle. And again, the Appleton East offensive line is controlling the line of scrimmage. Nathan Emmerich gets 7-8 yards. First down. The ball goes into the Evergreens half of the field at the 42-yard line. Appleton East must be a little bit frustrated. And they have had the better of the play in this game for about the last quarter. Maybe the last 14, 15 minutes of running time here. Here's a handoff strung out to the left side. Evergreen stacked this one up. And Gabe Heindel doesn't get anything. Didn't get the corner. Got right back to the line of scrimmage. There's a good defensive play. Maybe a little too few and far between so far. I think Heindel's going to get marked for a yard. It'll be 2nd and 9. But momentum, you know, for the last 14 or 15 minutes of clock time in this game, has been wearing the blue Patriots uniform. But they still have no points on the scoreboard, trailing 7-0. Jake Gustisha, quarterback, is under center. He has two receivers near side, two to the far side. He'll pass here. Evergreens show pressure. This ball is complete. No, dropped. Oh, my goodness. Sam Herman had the ball in his arms at the 25-yard line and couldn't hold it. And the Evergreens defender didn't locate the ball. Evergreens are lucky there. Avery Allard was the defensive back, and Allard got turned around and didn't look back at the football. And that would have been first down yardage. It would have been a big gain down to the 20-yard line. So the Evergreens live dangerously. And here comes 3rd and 10. It's a big play for the Evergreens defense. And again, it's a multiple receiver set. Two receivers to the far sideline, one to the near sideline. Evergreens blitz. There's a whistle, and this play is going to be blown dead. You know what? It's a good thing for the Evergreens, too, because Appleton East had the right play there. They saw the blitz coming, and they were setting up a screen that would have had big yardage. Instead, there's going to be a penalty against the Patriots. It's going to be a false start, which will make this a 3rd and 15. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. 5:04 to play, 2nd quarter. 3rd and 15. See if the Evergreens defense can man up and get off the field here. Quarterback fakes the handoff, now fakes the pitch. There's some room there, but it's not first down yardage. Gabe Heindel gains 7, but it is still 4th and 8 more to go. And it looks like Appleton East is content to play a field position game here. They're going to punt. Kyle Hoover comes on to boot the ball away. Got to watch for a fake at this point in the field. And in fact, the Evergreens are going to take a timeout here. Make sure they have the right personnel on and make sure they're aware of fake possibilities. 4:34 to play in the 2nd quarter. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Our score, DC Everest 7, Appleton East nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Evergreens Football on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley. Appleton East is awaiting a 4th and 8 play, and they had sent the punt unit on, with the ball resting at the Evergreens 40-yard line. So Appleton East deciding that this is not 4-down territory, and instead they will try and pin DC Everest back. The only score of the game came on a fumble from Appleton East that rolled all the way back into their own end zone and was recovered by the Evergreens. Both teams have gotten the ball into the red zone only to fumble. Here's the snap. They are indeed going to kick it away. And, in fact, Evergreens had no one back. They're trying to rush this kick. It bounces and rolls out of bounds and will be spotted at the 10-yard line. We've got some late flags that come in. This may be a dead ball or a personal foul against D.C. Everest. Now, whatever the call is, it came after the kick, so this would not be enough to give Appleton East a first down or give them possession back. This is just going to march the Evergreens back even further. They're spotting the ball out of bounds at the 10-yard line. And let's see what the officials have in mind here. Referees are still huddling up. It is an illegal block in the back against D.C. Everest. That'll be half the distance to the goal line. D.C. Everest football is brought to you by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. InterCity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. The Evergreens have not won the field position battle since those two early Appleton East turnovers. In fact, since then, Appleton East has played better. Just doesn't have anything to show for it. Ball goes back to the 5-yard line. Second time the Evergreens have started back here. Gotta be careful with the football. Nick Sarakowski under center. Senior quarterback, handoff. Wyatt Brown. Brown's got a man pulling his jersey, and Wyatt Brown goes forward for not much. Yard or two. We'll go under 4 minutes the next time the Evergreens snap the ball. Wyatt Brown gets only a yard out to the 6. Yeah, so Appleton East wants to play this tough defense and get the ball back for their offense. And the Evergreens are taking no chances. They're huddling up, making sure everybody's on the same page. Wyatt Brown is the lone running back behind Nick Sarakowski. There are receivers out to either side. Sarakowski designed rollout. He's looking to throw. He's back at his goal line. He dances forward, and he did get out of the end zone, almost brought down for a safety. Nick Sarakowski fell forward to the 1 or 2 yard line. Yeah, it's at the 2. And it's a loss of 4 yards there, and it's going to be third and very long. The Evergreens are going to have to be really careful. With 3.5 minutes to play.
4 yard loss on the play, third down and 13.
Surprised that we would let Nick Sarakowski throw or attempt to throw there. That may have been one of those options where he could have turned it upfield. Instead, he got some pressure and needed to make sure he wasn't in the end zone. Handoff here, right up the middle. And there's no gain there. That was Mason Hagenbusher carrying. And Hagenbusher got only a yard or two. So the Evergreens are going to punt from deep in their own end zone. Clock is running, 2:50 to play. Evergreen 7, Appleton East nothing. And this has been one of really the least secure touchdown leads that we've seen. Zach Hoffman will punt this ball away with his feet just on the end line. Here's the snap. He does get this punt out, gets a good punt off, and drives all the way back to the 45-yard line, where it's taken by Dominic Castillo. Castillo dances forward to the 40 and forward to the 38-yard line. I give Zach Hoffman a lot of credit. He got that ball out of there. He was facing a big rush and was still able to get a pretty good kickoff. It's a 43-yard punt. 8 yards on the return, and Appleton East goes back on offense. First and 10 from the Everest 38-yard line. So it's a short field here for the Patriots. And they have all three of their timeouts, trailing by a touchdown. So again, the Evergreens defense will be under more pressure. Here's a handoff. There's room along the outside. Good hit to bring down the runner there, Gabe Heindel. Heindel was going to turn the corner. He was trying to cut it back and was met by Mitchell Bowles. That's the best hit of the ball game so far. Forward for only 3 yards. It would have been much more if it wasn't for Mitchell Bowles flying in there to break that up. Appleton East plays up tempo here, under 2 minutes to play. Second and 8. Appleton East's offensive line, also for the last couple of series, has been pushing the Evergreens defense around. Handoff up the middle, nope, quarterback keeps it. Ball's loose on the ground. Running back picks it up and moves forward for a gain. Oh my goodness, some of the Evergreens defenders didn't see that ball was loose on the ground. It was Gabe Heindel who was able to scoop up that ball and advance it for first down yardage across the 30, down to the 25, the 23-yard line. And the ball was on the ground. 1:36 to play. Clock stopped when we reset the chains. Appleton East driving again. Quarterback Gustacia hands off up the middle. This is only a short gain up the middle. Cole Krause. Krause fumbled on his last touch. Ball security here, but it's only a gain of one. A gain of two, second and eight. Put the ball right at the 20-yard line. 1:06 to play. Well, at this part of the field, the clock is not really a factor. The ball is at the 20-yard line. Gustacia, the quarterback, handoff again, trying the near side. Brief hole, quickly plugged up. Alex Riedel didn't get much there. Only 1 or 2 yards. Evergreen's defense did a good job closing, and Appleton East is going to take a timeout after a gain of only 1 yard. It'll be 3rd and 6. With 47 seconds left in the half. Austin Wodzinski was down at the bottom of the pile. Yep, 3rd and 6 after this timeout. We will keep it right here. At halftime, we'll go back to our Fox Sports Game Day studio. Spencer Loomis will update us on all of our scores. Week 7 high school football action. Spencer's report is brought to you by The Hearing House. 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Evergreen's football is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Well, with two timeouts remaining, Appleton East still has all of their playbook open. They can run or pass. 3rd down and 6 with the ball at the 16-yard line. Backs are in the I formation. And hand off to the first man through. Nope, it's a pitch. There's room on the sideline. Can he get the corner? Yes, he does. Inside the 10 and a first down for Alec Riedel. And the clock will briefly stop while the chains are moved into place. It's going to be first and goal at the 6-yard line with 40 seconds to play. See if the Evergreens can use that goal line as a backstop there. Last time Appleton East was down here, they turned the ball over. See if Cole Krause, that big fullback, gets another touch. He lost the ball the last time. Quarterback looking to keep pitches. Met in the backfield and down he goes. Big hit from Kyle Kurtenbach. And they're going to say that the ball was down. That ball came loose for a moment. The Evergreens are wondering if they have it. And I think the referees are going to say that the runner was down. We're waiting for an indication here. Kyle Kurtenbach with a jarring hit there. In fact, they're going to say, what are they saying? They're saying that Appleton East is going to keep the ball. In fact, they're going to say that that pitch went forward. They're going to say that that was a shovel pass. And that ball was in the hands of the running back, Alex Riedel. It was jarred free by Kyle Kurtenbach. 2nd and goal at the 6-yard line.
2nd down and goal.
Quarterback under center again. Fakes the pass, trying the near sideline towards the goal line, stacked up and in for a touchdown is Alex Riedel. He got the corner there and carried it in from 6 yards with 26 seconds left in the half. Well, the concern coming up at halftime for DC Everest is that Appleton East has had momentum for this entire third quarter. They finally cashed it in for points. But the Evergreens defense has been out there for a long time, and it looks like they're going to go into the locker room about even. Extra point try here is a low line drive kick. It is good. And we are tied 7-7 with 26 seconds to play. Nathan Emmerich out to kick the extra point. We'll be back after a 30-second timeout. Everest 7, Appleton East 7 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton. I'm Chris Conley. Appleton East has just tied the ball game at 7-7. They had a short field. They started from the 34-yard line after pinning the Evergreens back with a punt from their end zone. So it's a 36-yard scoring drive, 7 plays, capped off by Alec Riddell's six-yard touchdown run. See if the Evergreens want to be conservative when they get the ball back here. They will have the ball to start the second half. Gabe Heindel is going to handle the kickoff duties for Appleton East. Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski are awaiting the kick. Ball is on the tee. Kicking into a pretty stiff wind here, and it's a squib kick. Bounced to one of the up men, and it's secured at the 40, and that's where the Evergreens are going to start. In fact, they'll be just short of the 40. They'll start at the 39-yard line. Michael Moe, sure-handed, handled that ball, put both hands around it right away. 21 seconds left in the half, and the Evergreens will start at the 39-yard line. They have two timeouts if they'd like to try and move the ball downfield. They don't have a lot of time here. 21 ticks before intermission. I wouldn't be surprised if the Evergreens be conservative and go into the locker room tied and kind of regroup, which they really need to do. Sarakowski, handoff. And this is stacked up and no gain. In fact, it's a loss on the play. Andrew Miller, the fullback. And that is going to be the final play of the half. Miller was pushed backwards for 2 yards, and the Evergreens are going to let the first half run out. To the locker room we go in front of a homecoming and senior day crowd for Appleton East. The Patriots had momentum from the middle of the first quarter and all the second quarter, and they did get the equalizer late in the second quarter. We're at halftime, DC Everest 7, Appleton East 7. Spencer Loomis and all of our Week 7 high school football scores coming up next. You're listening to DC Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.